Transport matters now, and the Minister for Transport says the current system of issuing flat fines for speeding is simply not deterring enough motorists from exceeding the speed limits. Minister Shane Ross is bringing a memo to Cabinet today or this morning aimed at introducing new graduated fines for people caught speeding. The government will consider proposed legislation as part of a new road traffic bill. Well, Minister Shane Ross has been speaking to our reporter Fergal O'Brien.
Yeah, speed is a killer. We've already tackled the drunken driving issue, but speed is a parallel killer, and so we want to tackle people speeding. The idea of this bill is that the faster you go, the more you get fined and the more penalty points that you get. At the moment, there's a flat rate. We're going to make it more serious if you go faster, and it's graduated speeding limits. In other words, at 10 kilometres per hour amounts over what's allowed, you get fined in bands a little bit more each time.
What's wrong with the current system that's in place?
The current system at the moment is a flat rate, flat fine. And it obviously isn't deterring enough people. We're having a large number, an absolutely appalling number of people being killed as a result of speed. We have got to discourage and prevent and inhibit people from speeding irresponsibly. The number of fines for speeding is absolutely enormous, but we've got to bring down the deaths. That's what's wrong. There are too many people being killed.
So not a revenue raising measure or anything like that. It's simply to reduce road deaths.
There is absolutely no motivation to raise revenue on this. This is just simply and solely about saving lives. The number of lives lost last year fell. It's falling again this year. This is part of a pattern of actually attacking those abuses, those wrongs, those offences which are causing deaths, and that's what we're doing here today with speed. And I hope that when the Cabinet will approve this, and then we'll introduce into legislation as speedily as possible. Road deaths are unacceptable, even though they're falling. We want to bring them down to our 2020 target.
Do you have any problems getting this through, Minister? Do you think that you would have widespread support for this measure? The drink driving proposals, we saw a lot of opposition for various reasons, but do you think that you could see widespread across the House support for this proposal?
Well, drink driving obviously provoked a filibuster, and that was a vintners inspired. The publicans led that and obviously put pressure on certain TDs. There'll always be opposition to life-saving measures. It's one of those great tragedies, and it's very difficult to understand that there probably will be those who say, you know, that this is penal and people should be allowed to speed. That is absolutely unacceptable. If there's opposition, we'll have to confront it head on, and they'll have to explain why they think people should be allowed to speed and endanger other people's lives.
And just finally, also as part of the memo, the proposals to have varying speed limits on the M50. What's that about?
It's about variable speed limits. The M50, as you know, is a real problem, and it's not going to be solved overnight, but we want to improve the flow of traffic. And what we're doing here is introducing what they call variable speed limits, which will vary the speed limits according to the congestion at certain hours of the day. It should have a steadier flow, and it should ensure that there are less incidents, which of course have a delaying effect and a pile-up effect. It's not going to be dramatic, but I think it's important.
And that was Minister Shane Ross speaking to our reporter Fergal O'Brien.